This is a good show name. Too Fat to F. I like that. You should like try to like, you know how it's like, you know, Down for Love or whatever, where you try to find, they should take morbidly obese people who are too fat to fuck and be like, can you find love?
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's not bad. You know what I noticed though about that show? Speaking of the racism thing.
They feed each other through a tube in the wall. Like they just blend up the food and fucking.
But they don't get to speak. They only get to judge whether or not they'd love the other person based off of the texture and flavor of the blended food that comes through the tube.
That's fucking amazing. Oh, this guy is also a ranch dressing smoothie pizza guy like me.
Yes, yes, yes. They start putting together.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
Oh yeah, dude. This is some Nephilim shit. It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling this now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day. Everybody is slaves, only some are
aware. I love it when that happens.
Unfucking believable! Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Neff to America, your cultural commentary for the end of days. What is this audio only, no video? Arcane, you're freaking me out, dude. Don't say stuff like that. We're coming at you hot off the trails of a bunch of end times prophecy. Also, hot as shit outside. I'm David Lee Corbo, a.k.a. The Raven. My back is sweating. Top Lobster, also fresh in from being outside. His back is sweating. And we rushed in from the elements to be here with you undeserving creatures of the night.
It is hot out, right? Like,
dude.
Yeah, I was walking around. I was like, kind of hot, but I wasn't sure because I've been complaining about it being cold for so long. And now I'm like, fuck, so hot. Well, I guarantee you we're at the old age where we'll get halfway through summer and be like, it's been summer for a long time. We'll
just complain. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because I'm the guy that complains about winter all the time in New Jersey. Like my son was on the way here. He's going, cause I was picking him up from school. He's going, when is summer kickoff? I was like, well, technically summer is like a day in June, but we're in Florida, baby. That shit doesn't matter. Like it's summer basically now. We went to the beach the other day. This isn't even like my light makes different colors. This is the ultra white light. And I got a shade on me. I got a layer of brown on me. I sat out, I sunbathed. So summer's already here. In Florida.
My kids have already been in the pool. So they're like not fucking around. It's cold. As a matter of fact, they might be going to the pool right now. Like they're Florida. They're about it. Like once it gets warm, they're like, we're going in the pool. I was like, you guys are out of your mind. But I respect the grind on their end, you know? They're like,
yeah.
Summer starts. That's why I'm waiting for a summer David. That's really why I'm kind of measure the heat. Because I feel like that's when it happens.
I'm a little bit, I don't know when to do it because I'm going to look exactly like Chaney. Like Chaney from Wonderland has my look, and I'm like...
like a lesbian.
I'm going to look like a lesbian. I'm like, is this bitch doing it better than I can? I don't know. Like, I don't want to do it if she's already doing it better than I can, but...
Oh my God, that's what it is. It's like, summer all the time, David is a lesbian, but she's like that all the time.
What about her.
What about the heat makes you feel like a lesbian, David? Let's get into
this. I don't know
what
it is, man. It's like... I just have something about the heat makes me want to increase the the frequency of domestic violence within my household. I don't know what it is. It's just like, by all metrics, I become significantly more lesbian. That's when I looked at Chaney when we were at that event. I was like, I don't know if she, you if she like dresses two, like a gay dude, or if I dress like a lesbian. Yourself.
You're yes. looking at, what's his name? Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Alex, the owner of the club. And you're like, that's
yes.
me.
Oh my God.
And then you look the other way and you're like, oh my God, that's me too. But that's me like right now. And that's you like further down. Once you've yeah. slipped into full insanity and you're like, you know what? Maybe the flowers aren't good enough. I'm going to make the entire shirt gold leaf. Ugh. That's like, it, see, like I'm saying it to you
I
right
saw
now.
It. I saw it. Yeah. I was like, shit, that's kind of a nice outfit, dude. Like I was sweating his shit. I was like, that's incredible. Not bad. He had a stupid, I don't think he can grow a set of hair. If he had a set of hair, he wouldn't have been wearing that stupid hat. But his fucking, the whole like outfit. Imagine he had that whole outfit, but beautiful set of hair. I'd have been like, this dude is 100%. Like, I want to be who he is right now. I don't know, man. But soon.
But a whole set of, that's what made you, oh my God, that's concerning. That's what? Very concerning. No, because Alex is just a weird dude. I mean, he's.
He is a weird dude, but I like his energy. He's definitely has ex drug addict energy. Like he took all that drug addict tendencies and he was like, I'm gonna put that addiction towards this place. And he does something that's like really cool, but you can tell, like, man, if you don't steer that ship, that dude's energy ship, if you don't steer that at like a venue and you just let it all loose and chaotic into the universe, crackhead. That's exactly crackhead. What that is. Straight up crackhead.
Criminal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's he's a very, it's an interesting dude because he is a guy that like if pointed a little bit like at lower frequency shit, he would be doing like a, you know, the early crimes you had to do in Grand Theft Auto, like before you built up.
Or like just like just, beat up a hooker.
Yeah. Not like you had to like go into this drug den real quick and fuck these guys up. You're going to have to talk with them. And then you end up, you have to kill a couple or beat one up or something. And it's like, that's going to be the thing. Man, Grand Theft Auto was a good game.
It's a most solid people, game.
Most people shit on it because most people play it and just like, kill the hookers and run, you know, do like wild stuff. If you play the game, it's like, wow, it's fun.
Yeah, you go from being low level kind of criminal and then you like, you really run that shit. I've been looking at Grand Theft Auto 5 because I don't get into video games very often, but one thing I do is I window shop in the online store. And I go like, huh, that looks like a cool game. That looks like a cool game. I never buy any, but every time I go in there, I look at Grand Theft Auto and I'm like, maybe that's good. Maybe I should buy Grand Theft Auto 5. Just because it was like, honestly, come Grand here, Theft Auto Jack. 5 was a good game. Let me show
Sit
you something.
Sit next to me. Let me show you something.
Let me show you something real quick. Go beat up that hooker.
What does that do to a kid? Like a kid your kid's age?
I don't know.
Say you just said, here, Jack, play that. And then you walked away for like a week and let him play for a week. What would that do to his brain?
Well, I was talking about on the stream earlier. I think he would become, there would be too many things that Grand Theft Auto does that my son would suddenly start doing. And the reason I know that is because he's been watching anime and he's been doing dumb shit. And we had a whole blowout where I had to like yell at him and then I had to take it down a notch. First you start yelling. And then once you scar them and you traumatize them, you're like, now I can start, you know, slipping in explanations. I can start reasoning with them. But he does this thing where I yell at him like, yo, I told you how many times now, clean your room, go clean your room. And all of a sudden he'll start backing up from me. He's on the other side of the room. I'm not even up out of my seat. He'll start backing up from me and going, okay. Like, and I'm like, ooh, you fucking gas. You're like, he's trying to manipulate me into like, making me feel bad. Like he's so scared. But really what he's doing is he's putting on the theatrics of an anime character. So I had to explain to my son. Yes.
He's mocking you.
He's mocking me. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't realize he's doing it. No, dude, I fucking hate it. It infuriates me. So I had to explain to him, like, listen to me, what you're doing is not a thing that people do in real life. What you're doing is a behavior that cartoonists utilize to convey an emotion. Meaning,
that's interesting. So it is very much a learned thing that doing.
Oh, yeah. Wait for it. Wait till your kids get old enough because it didn't start happening. How old your oldest? Layla's like 6?
She's going to be 6. Yeah.
Okay. So this didn't start happening till about 6, maybe 7, where he really started to mimic this sort of, yeah, somebody said, Deacon said it, mimicry. He started to mimic what he was watching in a big way. And what I had to explain to him was, like, cartoonists have a limited way to convey the emotional aspect of their storytelling to the viewer. This is what I'm saying to my kid. He's like, uh-huh, okay. I'm like, they have a limited amount of tools at their disposal. You and I have all of this, like, facial expression and all these different things, physical body language, the energy exchange. Cartoonists don't have that. So they have to over dramatize the expression so that the viewer understands that the character is afraid. That's where you get things like, which, like, nobody does in real life when they're scared. I don't give a shit what it is. The only time you're ever going to do that maybe is a bear, right? But you're still not even going to do that.
But like that dream that you had, you know, so some supernatural shit will make you do that. Some right. Like really low frequency roar.
Is that what I am to my kid?
you're like the growl of dog man. Like,
I'm his fucking, I'm his sleep paralysis demon. I don't know, man.
But how you get there? Because my kid, I am not that to my kid. They like laugh. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
Yeah, I've only ever put hands on my kid like enough times to count on one hand, where I'll give him a spanking, right? Bang, spanking time. Or I'll grab him and I'll be like, ugh! But I have a way of like turning on, a rage mode where like it's really theatrics. Like my wife, she goes, how do I get him to respect me? And I go like,
well, you don't have enough gym badges.
This kid's level 30.
You gotta go through the town.
You gotta beat Brock, bitch. Oh my God. So I'm telling her, like, you gotta put on an act. Like, you don't actually have to be angry, but he's gotta believe that you're angry. So a lot of stuff, like, I'm not even that mad about. I actually gotta whisper this shit. I'm not that mad about it, right? Because he's in the fucking, but like, I will act like it. And that is a very important thing to do. But you know, speaking of, and I don't want to go into this too much, but I do want to share something with you because I've been waiting to share it with you. I was very excited. As soon as it happened, my wife was like, you're going to tell Top. I was like, I'm going to tell Top. She's like, you're going to say it on the show. I was like, I'm going to say it on the show. So we went
now,
to.
Now I need to know.
Dude. So you and I think we share this thing where we don't like going to places where there's like a shit ton of people, right? Like Disney World is not the vibe that it is for like maybe you and I. That it is for other people, because when you go to this packed experience, it's just like, it's all venom and hatred. Like, I can't stand these people. They're disgusting. Really, it's a feeling of disgust, right? Shout out to the gypsy queen of Walmart. And that's my wife now. So we go to the beach. I told you we went to the beach for the first time. That's where I got my color. And speaking of color, there was a lot there. And my son goes to play in the water. And it's packed, dude. Like, it's disgustingly packed. So I'm already.
Is it a beach or
no?
It's a lake.
It's like a lake thing. Yeah, it's like a lake.
I hate that. I fucking hate that about Florida. Because
yeah.
I'm from Coney Island, and these guys are like, "Yo, you want to go to the beach?" And then they bring me to a lake, and I was like, "There might be gators in this. I can see the other side of it." Like, listen, I'm not going in the water. If I could see where the water ends, this is how spoiled I am. I'm from the ocean, like literally one block from the ocean. Oh shit! No.
Wow, dude, alarm. Unprofessional.
I had to bet on Bryce Harper.
Hold on a second. I had to bet on Bryce Harper. I got a question. Are you guys actually racist? I would say.
How do you define? Wait, okay, so yeah. Let me. How do you define R? What do you mean by you?
this is the Jordan Peterson guys? Thing. In order for you to define...
When you conceptually say actually, what do you mean by
the
actually?
Parameters.
Do you mean the act or the shuly? Like, fuck you, Jordan. You nigger. Yes, we are racist, Pearl.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, I don't know. What do you mean by that, Pearl?
Top's Puerto Rican. That? I mean, that's a weird thing, right? Because it's like, you know... We're a couple of ethnically ambiguous people anyway. Yeah, sometimes. Definitely sometimes, yeah.
You know what I've been more than racist lately?
What's that?
Put a pin in this racist question.
Just noticing? Just a high-level noticer?
I've been watching, what's the show called? Love is Blind with my wife. We're like three seasons in. I know. Judge me all you want, guys.
Yeah, I've been watching it too. Yep.
You've been watching it. Okay. Yep. What are you up to?
I don't know.
We've been talking about this. No, we've been talking about this earlier, but we're embarrassed.
I don't know what season I'm up to. I just know that I try to ignore it most of the time. And then I lift my head up and I'm like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
It's good, right?
It's a lot of it is dunking on shitheads. But go on.
Watching on mute
at work, so you need to make grander gestures. We are going to answer your question, Pearl. We will get to this. This is very important. Hold on, Pearl.
Listen, next time you ask us a question, super chat us.
Okay, here we go. You're lucky found it interesting.
Yeah, we're like, all right, back into the grind. Hold on, Joel. Telegram, but everything. All right. Oh, so that show, the point I was making is that I've watched three seasons the way you've watched. I kind of like pick my head up and like, this is, and then I'm doing something. I'm like, he really said that?
That's how I do it.
Okay. All right. What I've noticed from the beginning that's very aggravating, it's like Netflix shit. All the guys are like in good shape. Every single guy. You look at them, they all have the same shape. Some are taller, some are smaller, but like fitted jeans, well put together. They got a nice button-up shirt,
right.
Their hair. Most of them have all their hair. The girls that they put on the other side there, generally good looking, but they'll throw in a couple of fatties.
Yeah.
And
I've noticed that.
Yeah, the last season that I'm watching now, the fatty's the first one to get proposed to. And I'm just like, how fucking unfair. Think about the casting.
You know, they took some creative liberties with the chronological order of things. There's no fucking way. Like, they just made, like, other people who got proposed to, they cut those parts out because they don't focus on everybody.
That is true.
There are other people there.
They're trying to tell a story.
Yes.
You're right. I didn't think about that. They're trying to say, look at this fat bitch. If she could do it, so can you or something.
You know why? Because have you ever looked at the show and then seen somebody on screen and you're like, who the fuck is that cast member? I've not even seen that cast member at all. Like, there are other people who just weren't as
they just
whatever,
worked there
and they didn't
they're
put
changing
them in
the glasses.
That's it.
So that's what I'm noticing, and I'm like, it's just completely unfair because you know that there was some sloppy dudes who's like, yo, I'm gonna see if I'm, you know, blind for love.
Right.
And they're like, too fat.
No. Yeah, too
they
fat.
They looked at him, but the girls, they came in, I'm like, this bitch has never done it, like even tried. It's unfair to the other person.
Yes.
You're not seeing them. It should be of the assumption that they won't die in 5 years. And I'm not saying this girl is like that heavy, but I'm just like,
but she's gross.
Adam. She's gross. She's got like a double chin. Like she's fat. It's all like, again, not to listen. People are fat. People are skinny, whatever. But I'm like, if you're going to present yourself and then as the producers, you're picking guys that have taken care of themselves. They expect that in return, matching up with whatever.
This is a good show name. Too Fat to F. I like that. You should like try to like, you know how it's like, you know, Down for Love or whatever, where you try to find, they should take morbidly obese people who are too fat to fuck and be like, can you find love?
That's a great idea.
That's not bad. You know what I noticed though about that show? Speaking of the racism thing.
They feed each other through a tube in the wall. Like they just blend up the food and fucking.
But they don't get to speak. They only get to judge whether or not they'd love the other person based off of the texture and flavor of the blended food that comes through the tube.
That's fucking amazing. Oh, this guy is also a ranch dressing smoothie pizza guy like me.
Yes. They start putting together flavors that don't belong. They're like, no. But one of the things I noticed that is a little bit racist of me is that, and this isn't even racist of me, it's not my fucking fault this is happening, but every time there's an altercation between the dudes, like later on when they have like the season wrap up, right, where they all get back together and they start, it's always like the black dude is very aggressive.
Yeah,
very aggressive. I mean, like statistically appropriate, like aggressive. It's like, what's going on here? This dude's about to commit 50-something% of the violent crime on this show. Like, this is fucking
true.
Weird.
And
every
it's crazy
time.
They treat him different in like a, it's crazy. The racism in that show is tremendous. It's a great social experiment when you watch just how people do shit. And it's like, oh boy, most people are retarded, dude.
Oh yeah. All right. So this question of are we racist? So Pearl, if you haven't been turned off yet, and you're no longer watching because we're racist, what I would say is you have to define it first, because I think we can all agree the definitions have gone fucking bananas, right? It no longer means what it used to mean. I remember looking up the definition and it was like believing inferiority or superiority based on race alone. And I'm like, well, that's a very simple and understandable definition. And even in those terminologies, it's like, well, what do we mean? Inferior in what way? Well, I mean, look, in mathematics, am I going to say that Asian people are superior in mathematics just based off of their race alone? Seems that fucking way, dog.
Oh, no. I think it also means that, so they are inferior, but meaning my race is superior. That's like, it has, that's how I've always assumed.
Oh, like, it's always got to be like negative, like you above
my,
them.
Yeah, mine is over you.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
that,
what
no.
I thought racist was. And I was like, I don't really even like Puerto Rican people. So how, I can't fuck Puerto Ricans like that. So that would be racist. I'm Puerto Rican though. So you see how that works? I literally cannot be racist.
The word doesn't mean anything. It used to mean that. Now it's like, are you noticing
like,
that?
Are you
like,
cool?
Yeah, yeah. Are certain races like doing certain things commonly? You notice that your race? It's like, no, that's gay. Yes, they are doing certain things commonly. Are there
shout out to the Lore Lodge guy? That's
yeah. What's going on there, bro? You're like going up to, with the Lore Lodge guy. He's saying a bunch of really gay shit. He said, he called somebody a literal Nazi. I'm sorry, dude. Anytime you use the phrase literal
it's
Nazi,
like flags, red flags, and I'm like, what else have you said that wasn't like is not that that's just not true? I mean,
just
he
gay.
Might believe it. And has read it, but like clearly, you know what I'm saying?
What else like, have you said that's really gay? That's what I
part,
want to know.
What else? What other part of the official narrative do you believe?
Yeah.
Is really what I'm saying. Because you know a lot of shit, but like, that's dangerous.
You know what he should have said? As soon as you disagreed with him, he should have said something like, I think you're really based most of the time, but the second that you disagree with me, I remember that you're Puerto Rican. And that would have been like,
bang.
Right? That would have been like, he would have been like, all sins forgiven, homie. I'd have been like, that's fucking funny.
The problem is, though, somebody with that kind of wit doesn't also make the comments that he's talking about. Like, he was talking
literal
about...
Literal Nazi, yeah.
He called Nick Fuentes a Nazi, and I was like... Oh, he said he would join the party, and I was like, I'm just ashamed that you, a historian, would look at this and not understand what the Nazi party is.
Right, I thought that was a good take. That was a great point, and to which he just, you know, writhed and seethed. It was, I don't know, it was disappointing.
It is,
you know,
it's sad.
Look at that, we're getting real racist, and then we get comments like these. Great show, guys, keep up the good content. Fuck yeah, Joe.
This is content. I don't know
what content this is. Speaking of content, going back to my shit, and I would like to get into a little bit, just I figured you guys were just joking around. I'm just worried it could hinder the podcast growth. Hey, reasonable fear, and we are just joking around. But it probably will hinder the podcast group.
It probably is hindering the podcast.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's not? It's not going to be spread on YouTube. I don't even know how people show up on YouTube. You must just sort of hear about it because I know they're not fucking passing the message forward.
No, at the end of the day, we're definitely not for everybody. I see the numbers of this podcast grow constantly, and I'm like, this is very surprising because I knew we were aiming at a niche audience when we started this thing, and it seems like everybody's just fitting into that niche because I looked the other day, and I don't like bragging. Yes, I fucking do. We're doing 10,000 people every that's our audience on listeners alone. On listeners alone, 10,000 people all of a sudden. It's very strange.
To be, you know what? I think it might be weird numbers for us. Because we've hit the demographic of schizophrenic that has to listen to the episode 4 or 5 times, depending on the personality. So it's just like at Monday through Friday, they listen to Nephilim Death Squad, same episode. But the next person so is like, good. It's like, I wonder what Dave and
look, this is nice. So today. Maya, shout out Maya. She's saying that Nephilim Death Squad should go on Secret Society of Good Guys.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
which
that's
is
a lot
like,
of weird letters. NDS,
I love Super Saiyan Goku.
That's what I thought.
Which, of course, I would love to do that. Chaney has extended the invite.
She starts it at midnight. It's wild.
She's wearing my fucking outfits, and she's starting at midnight. And I can't even
she's like Dave at night for the lesbian viewers.
She's on the fucking, she's at midnight playing my character. No, see, somebody said Raven can't stay up that late. Thank you.
I can't stay up that late.
Yeah, that's, well, you're up that late tweeting racist shit.
Yeah,
Pearl
but
says,
Hold on.
I gotta go do a whole podcast for 2 hours. She found us from Tinfoil Hat and she loves, thank you, Pearl. And I appreciate your concern for us, by the way. We're gonna get canceled. The whole thing's gonna go down in flames. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
It's to the point where Bohemian Grove will be released soon, next week or something. Sam had to preface. He was like, listen, Top Lops is here, so like I just want to make it clear that we don't hate Jewish people. Bro,
he didn't get, it was so funny because there was a point where you made a joke and he didn't get it, and he started doing damage control where you were like something. He was like, what about this is that's going on? And you were like, it's basically like the Jews. And it was like dry because your humor is very dry, which is one of the things I really enjoy about you. You just deliver it. You put it out on the table and you let it sit there. And then Sam starts going, well, I don't know what that I don't necessarily think that I don't know that has anything to do with the Jews. And then long-winded explanation. And then he comes back and goes, so I don't know what that has to do with the Jews. And the whole time Cop's just sitting there like.
Just threw a bomb. This, like,
and I'm laughing. I'm sitting across the table. I'm the only one outside of our audience that gets it. Like, I see what you just did there, and it's fucking hilarious. I never got to tell you that because that was a very funny moment. You could see Sam get uncomfortable, and I was just like, God damn, dude. The balls it takes
to be.
To
do, right?
It is disrespectful, but for the sake of the joke in that moment, very good. Very good.
I did the same thing to the fucking Who Are Those podcast. Don't invite me on your live podcast because I'm going to do that. I'll find whatever it is, the thing, and then I'll let you hold
it for a second. It's usually the Jews or the gays.
That's an easy one.
He just slides that over. In one hand, he's got the Jews, and the other hand, he's got the gays, and his only decision is, which one am I sliding across the table? And then you say something, and he goes, oh, this one. Here you go. And then
I've been playing with the libertarian crowd recently, too. I don't know if you saw UFC 300.
No, I saw all the highlights, and once I see the highlights, I don't want to watch it, and you know I can't stay up that late.
Sick night of fights, whatever. The point being, Renato Moicano won his fight, came back in comeback fashion. Really, he was fighting a black dude. Here's the racist part of the podcast. He's fighting a black dude. Black dude drops him in the first round with a straight left, looks at Herb Dean, and Herb Dean goes, right? This is Jalen Turner. He goes, what the fuck you want me to do? And then he's pointing at now Renato Moicano, who is already standing up, and he's going, he's out. Like he just put, I was like, what was that? Anyway, end of the first round.
Oh, that's
round
where he did
in.
The.
No. That's Alex Pereira.
That's what this I thought. I was like, what the fuck?
This is an undercard dude. So whatever. End of the second round. The guy, Renato takes him down, ground and pounds, TKOs him. The black dude blew this. He blew this fight in fantastic fashion. All he had to do was finish right there. But he didn't. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
Oh,
anyway.
I saw this. Yeah, he tried to have like a walk-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dude got up and then won the fight. And then his post-delivery fight, he's like, if you're American, Second Amendment, and read Mises, and libertarian shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Isn't that weird?
All my old libertarian. No, it's not weird. It's a cool
thing
to do.
It's weird to me just that I'm seeing like, you know, as somebody who's on the outside of politics, the Libertarian Party was like very quiet for a long time, like just struggling in the trenches to fucking do anything meaningful. And now all of a sudden it's like libertarianism is kind of having its day.
Like these are like all my books, dude.
Oh yeah. I remember going to, like I said, the Occupy Wall Street, going to shut down the Federal Reserve. We marched there and then did absolutely nothing. But my point is that, now all of a sudden it seems to be having its field day at the same time that you're becoming disenchanted.
I'm literally looking at my bookshelf and most of these, they're either conspiracy books or libertarian books, which is an odd, here's one.
Look at this.
I mean, listen, really good book.
Is this not a potent, come on.
What did he say?
It's best not to ever claim a party because as soon as you do, they will disappoint you. Bwah, bwah, bwah.
Anyway, that's what I've done. I've never really claimed the party anyway, but it's just embarrassing to see because it's like, wow, what a cool movement. And it's like, it's kind of wasted on you're talking about an old Jewish economist. That's like, America, if you want to keep your country, read about what this old Jew said. And like, oh, Jesus? And like, no, he's from Austria, that Jew. And you're like, oh, right on.
cool.
And again, it's like, listen, a lot of fighters do go up and they're like, you know, oh, pray, thank you, God, this country needs God. And that message would never be like celebrate. Oh my God, shit, look at that. He's like actually pointed out the thing, and this is what people need in this.
Do you
country,
know what this
you know?
Is? I love it. Leon's going schizo in the chat. Where's your Spirit of Liberty book? Do you know what that is?
No, Tenacious Thorn. Who wrote
it? No, that's Leon. Leon the schizo. I'm a big fan of the way he types. I'm becoming more and more of a fan of him.
He's asking me about a specific book.
Yeah, Spirit of Liberty.
I don't know that one. I have a bunch, though. Like, I got Tom Wood shit. I even got Peek and Jonas stuff up here. I got Mises, Rothbard. Here's Mises. This is actually a good one.
That's a thick-ass book.
Yeah, it's, but if you want to know about what money is, listen, again.
I hate it. I despise it all.
It's super important. It's super important to know because for me, I think it's important to know how this shit works, how you would rebuild it specifically.
Right.
Fix it. I don't think you fix this shit. I think we're like past, this has to be broken down. So we're talking about, he's like, read about the money. Like, you can't fix the money. You can't do that. You can't fix the politics.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's why I always like, I would put my foot in the politics and I'd be like, this doesn't make sense. You people are ignoring a lot of other shit that is very important. And this is not the tip of the spear. This is like way further back than the tip of the spear, actually, when it comes to what's going on in the world, you know? Yeah. And so once you come to terms with the fact that this is all spiritual and conspiratorial, it's like the politics almost doesn't even matter.
It makes me sad to see like again. So whatever, that's what he said is what he said. And he's reading libertarianism, but like all the people like, yeah, spike the football. And I was like, dude, this is like, I don't know, man. It's like, guys, catch up. I said it would be cool in 2019 if he did that. I would think that was cool.
Right. But we did the thing like we talked about with Mark Claire, where it's like, now you got to come through a portal and realize like it's all gay over there and you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. Come to this other portal where it's all Nephilim shit. Figure it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you're celebrating wins that aren't wins.
We're looking for answers that will matter for us later. You know, I don't think, again, we need a couple of guys to know what Mises said after. Like whatever.
Mark's still doing his thing, isn't he?
No, he just hung up the.
Did he really?
Microphone today. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why.
Oh man, I really like that dude.
I know. I don't think he wants to stop podcasting. I think he just
wants
to
stop that show.
No, I think he's just getting a little discouraged.
Oh.
Like he's been doing this for so long, and like this show should have been like a lot more listeners, a lot more listeners than it had. A lot more subs just from coming where he's coming from.
Right.
He had a huge fan base and then like broke up with that like libertarian crowd and then went over here. And I don't know. I found the show fucking interesting.
Hopefully he just shifts. Yes. Valid answers like broadswords. Hopefully he just kind of shifts. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you just need to readjust and keep going. Cause he's a great personality, great conversationalist. He should definitely keep doing what he's doing. Hopefully he does. Hopefully he doesn't just stop. But I do want to get back to what I was saying before. I was realized we've gone through the weeds a long way. And I was talking about, cause now we're talking about libertarianism and it's like, Jesus Christ, guys, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. But I want to get back to the real content. I was at the beach, right? I was at the beach and there was a lot of people there. and you know what I saw, dude? So this is what got me really upset is, I'm sitting there and there's a shit ton of people and the water's packed. It's too cold for me to go in. So my son just goes in and I'm just laying in the sun with my wife. And I noticed that there is like an autistic kid and he's in the water and he's having a good time, right? He's like a teenager. And I said earlier today, the reason that I knew he was autistic is because he had the mannerisms of a child. Like he's just fucking like flailing his arms and splashing the water and laughing his ass off and he's totally alone. And all of a sudden he takes on too much water, drinks too much water. He starts coughing hard. And my wife goes, you hear that? I go, yeah, it's the autistic kid. He drank some water because I'm already watching him and he's coughing and he's coughing and he's coughing and he's coughing. And it's been like fucking 30 seconds and he's still coughing. And I'm like, this isn't boding well.
He's going to die. I'm going to have to kiss
this autistic
kid.
I don't know what's, going to happen, but he starts coughing so hard that he's getting at the end of his coughs. He's like hacking.
Oh,
like he's going like, you know, and I'm like, oh, dude, I fucking hope this doesn't. Next thing you know, I look over. I go, babe, look. And she looks over and he's just got this big pillar of snot and ooze just hanging out. And it stretches. It's so far. It's like fucking, you know, 2 feet long and it's going into the water and it's bright yellow. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? What's the fuck?
So now you gotta go. It's like you look.
No,
at,
I'm not doing shit. I don't give a fuck. And my kid is, he's like 40 feet away. So I'm like, not a problem. You know, I'm like doing water math. I'm like, you know, one.
By the time I get there, he'll be dead anyway.
And also it's like one part mucus, 100 parts water. Like what's the dilution rate? There's, he's going to be all right. So
he's doing math.
Yeah. I'm
literal
like
literal math.
Yeah.
Scientific math in your head.
Cause she's like, what if he has the flu? I'm like, I don't fight. He's
40% chance he'll survive.
Right. He'll be
just
all right.
Watching him.
So now, and he's still coughing, dude. He's still coughing. I'm looking around. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like this dude is spitting up shit into the water and he's still coughing and everybody doesn't. I heard the drowning. Marshall says he heard this story. That's right. I'm rehashing old content, dude. But I wanted to tell Top because I knew he would get upset at this. So he's still coughing, and like I said, he just hacked up this thing into the water. And nobody, everybody's just fucking. There's like fucking Latinas everywhere, and there's fucking like seven different varieties of reggaeton bumping, and everybody's just too fucking knee deep in their, you know, fucking chicken and rice to notice that any of this shit's happening. And I'm looking around for the parents. I'm like, what's going on, dude? Like, this kid is fucking dying in the water, and nobody gives a shit. Nobody's even noticing it but me. I'm the only person, because that's what I do is I notice. And then the coughs reach an apex of extreme, dude. And what starts happening? He just starts fucking puking in the water.
Oh.
Just puking his brains out. This water, mind you, is hip deep, Top. Like, it's not... Not even hip deep. It might be like middle of the thigh deep. It's not deep water, bro. Like, he's not in danger. That's not the problem. The problem is he drank a bunch of fucking water and nobody's getting him out.
Like river water.
River water, right. That like, hey, by the way, like all these kids are pissing in it. There's like 300 kids in it. They're all pissing in it. He's drinking piss. Essentially, once you start doing the dilution math on that.
It could be really gross. Like, you don't know what kind of shit is. It's not like the ocean is constantly like,
no, it's like algae out. And shit, and like all of it's slimy. Like
they turn
is slimy.
Red sometimes, like I've seen them turn red.
Yeah, because there's a type of algae that does that. It's called red tide. So he starts puking his brains out, and I go, babe, look, and she looks, and he's just a river of yellow, just like a big hard puke. I don't know how. In hindsight, because he starts coughing again now. And then he starts puking again. And in hindsight, so much vomit is coming out of this kid that I'm like, this.
He's having his stomach.
He's just, look, just fucking choking it down, dude. Just, tasty water. This water tastes different. This water tastes funny. And nobody is fucking caring, dude.
How do you just drink a body of water? He's just probably like down here just going.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what he's doing, dude. And then
I
look over and finally his mom, fucking old Spanish lady, waddles to the fucking edge of the water and goes, and the, by the way, you know how in lakes they have the rope, buoy rope, that you can't go beyond the ropes? It's only like 10 feet. It's very, very small area. And she's going, Mijo. And he's just going, just fucking puking into the lake. And all these children, and then you know what he does? He starts doing windmill arms in the fucking water. After he pukes for a third time, he then just starts doing this shit, like, and just like splashing it and mixing it all up. And
oh shit.
I don't know if he's like utilizing his retardedness to kind of like mask the fact that he knows he fucked up and now he's just trying to splash it away. But there are children all around him and not a single fucking parent, nobody else but me. And I'm okay with it because my son is 40 feet away. He's way down. It's all good. Nobody else notices this shit, dude. And I'm just like, this is why I hate everything. Like, this is why I hate. I saw a video of a pool at like a club. And it was packed. And it's like there's chicks and dudes. Did you see this? And all of a sudden,
if there's any younger people and you have like self-consciousness going into a room, this is like when you get older, you figure out this is how most people are. I could have walked in here like just with a gun and nobody. Actually, no. What I did notice in New York, this is the only thing that works. Like you could be buzzing through the city. If you just, me and my friend used to pick our hands up and you just pick your hands up. Sometimes you pick your hands up and talk loud. And people will move. Otherwise, nobody, you just go like that. You go, and they just move out your way. And you
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like a psychological thing.
That's and that know. One that you just, you and your homies figured out on your own?
Yeah, we would just do it like, because I went to school in John Jay, so that's 59th and 10th Avenue. It's like a midtown, upper midtown. So to get to the train or do whatever we're doing, or with the baseball team, we're walking around, I would just go like that, and just fucking people would move. People weren't even looking. They were looking this way, and they'd move.
That's
I'm like,
weird.
The fuck? Yeah, I was like,
you know
I'm
what's
doing
one
something.
That I figured out? One that I figured out, and this is for everybody. This is for the chat. Everybody can use this. You, how often are you stuck in a conversation with somebody, and no matter how much polite body language you use, they don't realize, like, you got to go, and the conversation's over. And a lot of times, there's even people where you say, like, look, I got to go. And they'll be like, "It's," and then all of a sudden you're somehow caught back up in the conversation.
I try to keep you. I'm very rude with those people.
Well, I'm one of those people. I didn't like being rude. And one of the things that I learned, and this is on a whim. I had an idea. I was like, I bet you this will work. I would just pull out my keys and jingle them in my hand while they're talking.
Just pull out my dick and just jingle.
Pull out my dick and start doing helicopters with it. Just start slow jerk. Just start pulling it real slow.
Maybe you should leave. I don't know.
They would leave every time. If you start pulling it slow, dude, real slow, like real slow, they'll leave every time. No, I would pull my keys out and I would jingle my keys and it would send this like unconscious message. Like that sound is only a sound you hear right before somebody walks out the door. It's like the last sound you hear from a
And the crazy thing about the key, the car keys or your house keys?
Doesn't matter. Just key, you know, yeah. Car keys, house keys, they're usually attached to the same
car
thing.
Keys now don't make that sound. Car keys.
Oh, because they got that big plastic fob.
It's just a plastic thing. Yeah. So I need to do it with my house keys. But let's say I'm at your house and you're doing that to me and I start spinning my house keys. You'd be like, what, are you going to walk outside and you have your house key ready? You're an hour away.
No, what if you got the key fob, you just start double tapping the unlock button.
Oh, you just. That's just crazy. Reminding them.
Hey, wrap it up. Remember that old Chappelle Show bit where he had the button? It was like, wrap it up, B. And he pressed the button when somebody wouldn't shut the fuck up. That's a much better. But yeah,
you
man.
Know what I was thinking, I was listening to the Ed Mabry episode. This episode is just going wherever the fuck I feel like at this
Who
point.
Gives
it's crazy.
A shit, yeah.
And what were we talking about?
Is that fucking, I'm sorry, is this Soul Fresh, Soul Clean? Who uses a keychain for car keys? What are you putting car keys on? I don't have them on me, but. I have car keys. There's keys on them. Am I missing something?
No, I keep them separate.
I got to go.
What happened?
Yeah, see, because you jingled the car keys.
Yeah, look, but like, it's like, I don't even have a fucking ring on my car key. It's just a car. I don't know what I do with it. Maybe I throw it at you.
No, what about your, you don't put it on the same thing as your house key?
Nah, dog, because if you lose it, then you lose it. You got to. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So don't lose it. If you lose either one, it's bad.
My wife loses the shit. Anyway, before I forget this, I was listening to the Ed Mabry episode again because we're doing clips I'm running through and we're talking about frequency and then we're talking about music and stuff. And again, Dave Chappelle nailed this clip, which I immediately said, oh, we should have bought that clip up. But you go into the barbershop and he's like, this is how black people react to this kind of music. And he starts playing like slow R&B and the black people dance
Shit.
Then he plays like fucking, and they all start like, yo, they're like thugged out. And then he plays like fight music. John Mayer's in there and he's playing rock. And the black people are like, yo, shut the fuck. It don't work on them, but it influences the white people to fight each other and like do weird shit. I'm like, yeah, that's what music is. Dave Chappelle nailed it.
Yo, did you see they cloned Tyrone?
No, what's that?
So they cloned Tyrone. Remember when all that shit was going on with Jamie Foxx and it was like these people were suspecting that he was cloned?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He became like terminally ill or he caught like, I don't know what the fuck happened to him. But then all of a sudden like a different Jamie Foxx emerged and the shit looked.
He was in a coma. You're muted, but yeah. He was in a coma for some reason, right? And then like popped out of it. His daughters were like, I think his daughters were saying, oh yeah, no, that's totally my dad. He's fine. This kind of shit. Was this around the time with the football player as well?
Yeah, it was the same time as the football player. So, at that same time that there was all this suspicion that he was, and that football player thing, I think honestly was like a kind of make you look stupid type of situation.
Yeah, like a head fake for what we're about to do.
Yeah. Exactly. But at the same time that people are suspecting that Jamie Foxx has been,
what a crazy thing. Think about that. Because that it completely was a head fake. And I know people like this is old shit that we're talking about, but like
just the fact that they did it.
They did it like a fucking pump, you know, pump fake.
Yeah, yeah, that's like weird, right? Like, what the fuck?
Like you know that we see you now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, whereas before, like, if they didn't see us, if we didn't see them, they were just fucking shooting right in our face.
Yeah.
Now we're at the point where we're like, all right, we got to give them fucking a something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a subconscious.
We've gotten to the point
move.
Now where it's like we're children. When we were real little, they wouldn't have to do anything. Now we're like kind of 14, 15 year olds. Like, you got to juke us. Like, you got to move. You better fucking move. You got to stick and move a little bit.
Conspiracy theorists, conspiracy extremists from hand grenades, horseshoes and hand grenades is here. He wants us to start over. So out of respect, just start over real quick.
We could do that. Can you change your name to Horsecocks and Handjobs? That is such a cool name. That's such a, not that there's anything wrong. What is the concept between horseshoes and hand grenades? Is it that?
There's no almost.
Almost, it's, right.
Yeah.
Something well, like but there is an almost with horseshoes and hand grenades. That's the play on words there. So you guys are just almosting?
I don't really get it.
I'm not sure.
I don't get the phrase to begin
I
with.
I like it, but I don't, I'm just trying to think. So, okay. So, during the time when Jamie Foxx was having this whole escapade happen, all of a sudden a movie gets released called They Clone Tyrone, right? We're unpacking old shit here, I know, but this is for funsies, where Jamie Foxx is in it, and it's about all these people getting cloned. And what is close is close enough is good enough. All right, I like it. I respect it. So, but the thing that happened in that movie that I thought was funny, you know, that relates to what you just said, is they had this whole shit where there was some sort of drug in the chicken. All the chicken joints had like this drug in the chicken, right? And so all the black people are eating this chicken and it does a bunch of things to them. One,
you can hear the chirp.
No, definitely. Cause if you were to see what it does to them, it almost puts them in like in a state of hypnosis. One was like, they were overjoyed, loud and laughing all the time. Just laughing. Matt, and you ever walk into like a Popeyes and motherfuckers are just cackling, laughing like it's so like loud. Yeah, like a Waffle House, right? Where like everybody's just like laughing and fucking overtly
if
loud.
Black people were laughing in a Waffle House overtly loud, I'd walk right the fuck out.
Yeah, but like because some shit's about to go down.
There's a dangerous line between black people laughing and then fighting. I've
yes,
seen it a billion times.
It's the same
times,
thing.
Dude.
It's kind of the yeah. same. It comes from the same place. So the other thing that it does is it makes them susceptible. It primes them for the music. And at one point, they're in a strip club, right? And the strip club DJ is a white dude. And he's like, boom, playing the sexy music. And they're all fucking getting sexy with one another, right? And then he's playing like the, you know, the more hype music. And they're all getting hype. And he's like puppeteering them on strings. Then all of a sudden, the main characters are in the strip club. And the DJ is like low key, one of the bad guys. So he's like, oh, shit, I see them. They're here. And they're like, okay, play the aggressive music. So he puts on like the aggressive hip hop. And everybody in the club just starts beating the shit out of each other. And,
oh,
and it was like,
shit.
It's the same thing, but they really elaborated on that. And it's like, that shit is not even a fucking joke, bro. Because I've talked about ad nauseum, how the CIA manufactured gangster rap to basically be the downfall of the entire black community. It's like, there's a community that was already disheveled because of all these things that were in place, like the things that the banks did and the history of slavery and all this other shit. And the music industry came along. It was leveraged to make sure that this community never gets back up. It's like, have them stay down there and have them just writhe while they're down there. And the way they did that is they made the culture a reflection of the art instead of the art a reflection of the culture. But I thought that was fascinating because that is a Chappelle Show bit, but They Clone Tyrone did that shit magnificently. You should check that movie out because honestly,
yeah, I'll check it out. But did you're making me think of like the Diddy thing, because I listened to Tinfoil Hat today with Dyer, and they were talking about Diddy, and it kind of came down to, they were like, oh well, when he couldn't make money for him anymore, then that was it. And it went down to like, he kind of wanted to just be the boss here. But I think it's even worse than that, because the kind of music, like if he was the head of hip-hop, basically hip hop is moving this way. You got Diddy. It was like, what was that other dude? The fucking, with the face tattoos and shit. Always like, you know, Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman. Yeah. That was a good Birdman impression, bro. That was good.
Love Birdman. What a gangster, like personality. But
yes.
He was one of those dudes. And there was a lot of the kind of kingpins of hip hop. And we would look at them and be like, look how fucking retarded this is. They're beefing with each other. They're battle rapping about hip hop. and who controls it? That's really what it was, right?
Yeah. It's like, I guess so. That makes a lot of sense, though.
The black community.
Woo!
And now the world. So they never got there in the tinfoil hat. They kind of just were on, you know, it was about the money. And he wanted to fuck some kids, too. You know, like that kind of shit.
No, but like these motherfuckers were engineering the entire culture that is the scaffolding for black personality and black community, right?
Because like we were saying to the woman above, the blacks are just children, basically. Yeah. Like Jack, you see? You present them
the same way. I go, hey, here's anime. He goes, I'm fucking an anime character now. You present to them G-Unit, and they go, I'm fucking in G-Unit now.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a gangster, which is probably, it was better than I'm gay. Now they're just...
Yeah. Well, that's weird because the whole thing was like driven by gay. That's really strange. I've been trying to figure out how to place that because it's like... You engineered within the community this overt hatred of homosexuality, and you did because that through hip hop, right?
Just like the Christians do.
Ah,
dude, it could be. That's a rough one. Be like, yo, the reason black people hate gay culture so much, and again, me too, but the reason black people hate gay culture so much is because, you know, they were told to by their gay overlords,
right? Man. Yeah, that's weird. That is really weird. I always think it's weird. We talked about it before, like DMX's place in all this. Like, he clearly saw it, and he hated it. He hated it. And I guess it's because he spent so much time in prison, he saw that as, like, weakness. Like, you know, the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. Like,
maybe he just saw it as gay.
Right.
There's a thought.
The same thing, though? It's the same thing. it's the same thing. We figured it out. But, yeah, man, I didn't listen to the Dyer episode. I was going to, but... Something about it. There was another dude on there. He was pretty interesting. What the hell was his name? I want to go back and try to finish it because I'm sure there's a lot of fun stuff in there. But that whole
This is actually, sorry, I was just looking because I was thinking about playing a video that had to do with some of this gay stuff. Hold on, I'm going to share this tab. This did 10,000 views already on our YouTube Shorts, so pretty good.
Oh, wow, this, really?
Yeah, check this clip out. I think this is the one. No, this isn't even the one, but whatever.
You know what's crazy?
In 43, you get this really enigmatic piece of scripture. It basically says, you know, seal up the words.
This is the wrong one.
Stuff. But it says,
oh, you were looking for the...
Yeah, hold on. Sorry. Look at this. I'm like...
The angels?
Play that one. Yeah, this one right here.
See, we have a truncated view of the supernatural, and they don't tell this stuff in church for the most part. So when Abraham is hanging out, and he sees these three guys... coming at him, and he realizes these aren't normal human beings. And then the two angels go into Sodom and Gomorrah, and the men of the city want to have what with them? They want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And Lot comes out and offers the two virgin daughters. They're not interested in that. They want the men. They want the angels. They want the power.
That makes you wonder, and I know you've said it before, it was like, how gay was Sodom and Gomorrah? Right? Was that the city? Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Yeah. How gay was Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, I asked this question in this clip. I don't know if you've seen the rest of it.
Oh, that's where I heard it from.
They want to do the whole Genesis 6 mingling of the seed. They want that. And that's why the destruction comes down.
Can they do that with other men? Because in that story, like, you assume they're like, oh, those angels, give us the angels.
Set of hair.
Wait up. Do you like the subtle, huge log just banging on the door? It's like, give us the angels.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I had to, dude.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny.
All right, wait, let's put it.
Give us the angels.
The angels are male as well, or what?
Absolutely. That's the sin of homosexuality on some level. Right?
Wow. Gangster. All right, so great point, Top. Very potent point, because I'm going to let you answer this. What city do you think would be gay enough that would happen in, like, if beautiful man angels showed up, that a shit ton of dudes in this city would be like, yo, let me get those cheeks.
I think the cheeks are the priming.
What I'm saying to you, though, is like, what city would be the most Sodom and Gomorrah-esque in the sense that,
I think,
like,
here's the thing. I don't think any yet. I think this, again, like the portals with the butthole, like, you know, what they do with children. It's a crazy thing. Shout out Juan Ayala. But
shout out one.
They're priming it on Earth, the portal to the butthole, the homosexuality. That's probably why God was like, don't do it.
Because... See, this was my thinking, though. Hold on. Bop. San Francisco, right? San Francisco, L.A.?
Here's the thing, though. They don't know. They don't. The people don't know about, like, the fallen yet and being able to, like, procreate with them. If the men did know that in L.A. or San Fran or, you know, what was it called?
Tel Aviv?
Downtown New York.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, but those are the hip-hop ones. That's the
that's right. They only like the black ones if they show up. But
so they
all
don't know that they can. But and that guy Ed maybe was talking about, like, maybe the speed of light doesn't constitute us enough to recreate with them, which is a
horse cocks and hand jobs. Burr, burr, burr.
Much better. All right, we're at the point. I guess we're at the size where we're getting accounts about the show now, so that's pretty
cool.
That's
funny. Jinster said Miami. I hope not. I would hope that it's not that. So what are you saying? You saying that they wouldn't, if they knew that they were the fallen, they
angels, wouldn't? If they saw that, and here's a crazy thing. Well, I guess these angels presented themselves as men, but like how did they see the angels and know immediately they're angels? When angels come down, they're usually like, fear not, because I've got a thousand eyes. And you know what I mean? Like, so these guys were so emboldened by the angel. They knew what they could do with it. Like, they knew that they could rape it. And then,
like, were like, those are cheeks I could penetrate. Like, I know cheeks that I can, and I know cheeks that I can't. And those are cheeks that I can.
It's like a game, almost as if like if I jumped on this angel, I could fucking squeeze out like a literal Nephilim right here. And then that's my progeny. You know what I mean?
So do you think it was that loaded and that these dudes weren't just super gay and horny and they weren't like, maybe, yo, this fucking Fabio looking motherfucker could get it?
What do you get? What do you get when you mix the other way? Because when you take an angel and the angel impregnates a woman, you get like humanoids, right? But if you do the opposite way, the man impregnates the angel. You see how crazy that is?
That's interesting. Like,
yeah, so what is homosexuality?
Well, and that's also based on the predication that they knew that there was something, some yield to be gained if they clapped those cheeks, if they deposited their load in angel cheeks, that something good would come of it.
Like, can the angel not abort the baby? Or, like, what happens?
I don't know what the rules are. I'm pretty sure. Well, they already broke a lot of rules. But those were good angels, right? The angels that came down, or were they the fallen?
Those were good, but I don't think it doesn't make a difference of fallen or good.
Well, I'm like just saying on the basis of whether or not they'd get an angel abortion. I don't think they would do that.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you can't. Maybe it's almost like an instantaneous thing. Like, you fucking just pop out like,
oh, interesting. Here we go. Somebody said, yeah. I don't think they knew they were angels. They just asked for the strangers. So, okay. But I want you to think about that, Top. Let's get rid of all the baggage. And let's just say that
they turned down two virgins. That's the thing.
They were offering them in exchange, right?
They knew they were angels because they knew they could procreate with them, but they were men. How crazy is that? So they did recognize them as angels. Otherwise, because, I mean, your main goal is to, like, procreate. That's what they were after, it seems like. So they were ready to...
What is he saying? The inside man said, also take into account that it's possible the fallen angels could have taken any form they wanted, and these men knew that. But so is this story told through the lens of, like, the people knew it? Or is it told through the lens of the horny gay people saw handsome dudes that were so otherworldly handsome that was all they were focused? Because that's what I thought the whole time. I thought it was like, damn, these motherfuckers came down looking so good that these people were so gay and so horny that, yeah, that's right. We should look up the passage and read it. Top, can you pull up the passage?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to begin looking. And we're gonna figure this out. I wonder how many men of flesh set seed in female angels. Who knows? That's a good question, though. What comes of that?
Is it a female angel?
Maybe the angels had some tempting badonkadonks. I would imagine that if there was ever a set of cheeks that were something to behold, it would be angel cheeks. Because I just don't imagine, like, Cole walks around double cheeked up,
Cole's
right?
Angel cheeked out.
He's got them angel butt cheeks on him. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be outdone by some angel. They were not fallen angels. They were sent by God to find out if there was any redemption for the city. That's wild. And then they came the away being angels, like, nah, burn it.
Yeah. Genesis 19, verse 1. The two angels arrived in Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside your servant. My lords. So he's referring to them in the masculine. So they're coming as, they're not women.
And but also, he doesn't have any interaction with them. He just sees he recognizes them, and that's enough for him to know.
Yes, and he put his head down. So, like, they knew that they were angels. It's not that they, you know.
They were just double-cheeked up.
They were just gay. Yeah.
They were just gay dudes.
Yeah, their intentions were probably gay because they were probably fucking each other in the butt, too. That's what I think all this butt fucking is about. What do you say?
He said David's going to have to try to explain all this angel butt cheek talk during the judgment. I'll be like, look, God, I'm looking for answers. And the language that I use is retarded. So yeah, guys, I'm sorry about the Rumble chat, by the way. It is what it is. I don't know. I'm going to be fixing it soon. Shout out Matt Reif. He's sending me an entire desktop. I want to thank him again, but I'm also going to be plugged straight into the internet with my Ethernet cable, which might be something else that I'm lacking here. So hopefully that'll fix some of these issues. Sorry to the Rumble chat for all the laggy gay shit.
Yeah, it might be you because we don't have an issue on Tower Gang. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you're the only one. Yeah, that's fine.
It just started too. Like, it wasn't always like this, but anyway,
it's the laptop.
It could be the laptop. It could be it could be a number of things, but I do think that, it is still profound to just think about I don't know that anybody could ever be so beautiful that it would debase me. That's insane. You know, for these angels to have showed up and to just debase these fuckers that are just living there to the point where they're like, yo, open up, I'll literally give you my daughter to clap those cheeks. Like,
here's
what
the thing. Could they have raped the angels? I don't think they could have.
No, dude, you think the angels got hands?
Dude,
I think they got hands, dude. Like, they're fucking dudes up. They're serving up mittens.
They're
in
just
bitch.
Like
there's
backing
no way.
Up and just blah, blah, blah,
oh
the entire,
my
the
God,
city,
bro.
Blah, blah, blah,
just fucking like, landing KOs as the bell rings. Yeah, there's no way. I swear, you don't have to get angels are tossing hands against the whole city.
Angel just, might have like a sword on him and just be like,
bag it,
and just
bag
slay
it, bag
everybody.
Bag it. Double jabs, yes. Pumping double jabs. Bah.
You know what it was? They were probably trying to see if they're falling. You know, they're like, yo, shit, what are angels doing here? Are they falling? Like, is that this time?
What if the angels are like, yo, we gotta test this city. Let's show up, put the good butt cheeks on. Let's show up with the good butt cheeks, and we're going to know immediately. Like, there's going to be nobody that's an asshole can resist these good butt cheeks. If we show up with them, it's going to draw out the dirty ones. And we're going to know. We're going to be able to do a numbers game and see, like, is this place worth saving based off of how many people are trying to clap our cheeks? I think that's probably what happened. They showed up just looking good. Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine just being so gay and down so bad that these angels show up and you try to sell your kid. Because that was it, right? They were trying to give up their daughters. Who were, we're talking about previously straight men then. Swords of fire, hitting them dicks hard. Yeah, I don't think any dudes raping an angel.
That's the thing. So, like, if these angels were still present to people like that, so when did God get far enough away where this kind of shit started to dematerialize or like become a phenomena rather than something very physical? You know, I thought it was Noah, but Abraham comes much after Noah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you know, if we talk to Mabry, he would say like these incursions were like these milestone moments where sort of the speed of light slowed down even more dramatically. You know, interesting.
I'm just looking at Abraham comes way after Noah. Like.
And these angels are still manifesting in the flesh.
Yeah. Well, let me see. They have a year chart actually. And it looks like maybe let's say 600 years after Noah. So even after the flood, everything restarts. That's that trauma, that one trauma event. And right. It probably gets a little weaker. But those people in Sodom and Gomorrah probably knew, they probably still had interactions with fallen angels. And when those came through, it might have been a thing. Like, was there only one fall? Do you think there's other angels that have fell after?
When we were talking to Dickie, I don't know about after, but Dickie was saying
there's a second. Yeah, right.
There's the version of, like, there's the Watchers, and then there is, and that's a different thing than the fallen that we commonly think of when we talk about this shit. And then there's a supposed way to interpret things where there might have been a third incursion. That is something that we'd have to have somebody come on. I bet you Mabry would be great on that. Because we are, guys, we're working on a Revelation series with Ed Mabry, who does a breakdown on his YouTube channel. We're going to have him come on. We're going to break down the Book of Revelations. We're going to do it in a sort of a docu-series or a series of episodes. We're going to kind of produce them and then release them. So that'll be really cool. But I would love to talk to him about that, because I've always been a little bit cloudy on that whole situation, the incursions, how many there actually were, the difference between one to the other.
What was the reasoning? I mean, the first one we understood. I actually got a graphic here I'll pull up for.
I would like to have Paul from Understanding Conspiracy back on. Nice. Maybe he deserves his own thumbnail.
Coming soon. Yeah, so
make it purple because he's black.
No, because his shirt
black
is purple.
Black people love purple.
They do. That's why, look, he's wearing that royal purple shirt. Man,
they look good in velour. Purple, too. You can't, like, light-skinned dudes can't wear purple, man. We just don't look good in it.
I look good in light blue for some reason. Powder.
Yo,
blue.
Me too. That's my exact color. Wow, look at that, dude. That's weird. Interesting. Yeah, my wife has always said that. That's been my favorite color since I was a child. It's always looked best on me. Let's just start wearing powder blue velour jumpsuits. Tracksuits.
He tries to do it again.
Dude. Come on, let's wear matching tracksuits.
Someone needs to take a tally of every time Davey goes, hey, say, let's try to do this. This is what he does with all his friends. Hey, let's do this together. And then all of a sudden, they're both smoking crack.
Look, guys, right. I want a thumbs up in the chat if Top and I should wear matching velour tracksuits, light blue, powder blue tracksuits, like the Eminem videos, white do-rags, and these have to be customized tracksuits with the NDS logo on it. That would be fucking a banger, dude. The show would be significantly better if we did that. No, don't.
I will just say, guys, I don't believe in democracy. So you could go ahead and vote. See, look at these guys. Fuck you.
Oh, they're voting. Yeah,
I know. It doesn't matter.
Thumbs up. Let's go.
I want you to know that your opinion means very little to me.
Come on.
So please continue to vote as hard as you can.
Talking about all white, high top Air Force Ones with a powder blue fucking tracksuit. Come on, bro. Dr. Dingbat with the thumbs up. We could do this. Look at them. They're just rolling in, bro.
Guys, by the way, if you're here, give us a thumbs up in the YouTube chat anyway, because, yeah.
Crush Bandicoot, thumbs up, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, bro.
How do you say that? What? Click that like and subscribe button.
Smash that like button, wear a tiny hat, today in the Jew news.
Yeah. thumbs up.
Damn, dude, I think we had content. Did I send you anything? Oh, no, I think I meant to, and then I got distracted. I wanted to, you know what I wanted to ask you? Because I think you're probably a little bit more. So we had this attack, right? On, is it Iran attacked Israel or Israel attacked Iran? It doesn't fucking matter because they're both attacking each other. And I said to you in the chat, I said, is this the part where we get into the war and then it gets so bad? And one thing leads to another, because I don't know if you saw, but they officially solidified, I forget in what state, was it Pennsylvania, that there was definitively election fraud.
Oh,
in
really?
Yeah. So it came out. It's 100% true. It's been confirmed.
One.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, perfect timing, right? Because if we're going to get some vindication of Donald Trump, imagine a scenario, if you will. Let's get a little Donnie Darkened. I like that. Doomsday, you're black?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's he's just using mean? He's just using black thumbs all willy-nilly. I don't believe
him. Using blackface, Doomsday?
No, come on, Leon. You're always such a Debbie Downer, dude. You know you want to see it. Everybody wants to see it. Dark red for Top, royal blue for David. Interesting. No, a powder blue. We're fucking matching. Matching.
Keep going into Donnie Darkin.
Donnie Darko. So let's go. I'm sorry, I get distracted. So we have this thing, right, where it's Pennsylvania. And guys, if you know in the chat, could you correct me? But it's my understanding. I saw that it's been confirmed there was election fraud. if this ends up vindicating Donald Trump, and now we're hitting this place where we're getting into ever closer. How many times now have we said like World War III, right? You just keep events just keep taking place. Well, now between Iran and the Israelis, we seem to have some sort of, you know, real scaffolding for World War III going on. I'm imagining a scenario where Trump is vindicated. He gets back into office because, you know, Biden's electing in is fraudulent, and Trump stops. So we get to the point where it's really scary and there is a lot of damage. And then Trump comes in and he saves the day. And when he does that, this is after the Third Temple, after the red heifer has been sacrificed on the 22nd, by the way, guys, brown, 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 looking forward to that. After that happens, the Israelis, they usher in Donald Trump as their Messiah, right? He gets vindicated on the legal side. He's also proven to be the genetic lineage of the biblical King David. And then he becomes there. Is the correct terminology Moshiach? Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just like to paint potential scenarios that I think would be interesting. And of course, Leon's just so passionate. Only a friggin' dumbass would believe it was a fair election. Right.
That's what we're saying.
Oh my God. Can we do this, Top?
Wow.
That's a great idea. Maya with the banger. Red Heifer live stream.
Dude, that would actually be kind of crazy. Like more people. That's like streaming the end of the world kind of thing. Yeah.
Let me just see what day the 22nd is. Like,
you gotta figure out what time. They said 6 to 7 p.m. Jew time. What does that mean?
Oh, it's Monday. Time? What the hell time is Jew time?
Dude.
Unbelievable. The 22nd, that's a Monday. So, yeah, I mean, we could do that. I'm sure we could figure it out somehow. That would be great. Hitler was a Moshiach.
Bang. Might have been.
Yeah. So what do you think about that scenario? Does that strike you as at all possible? Because I know if I said that like a year ago, so many people would be naysayers. They'd be like, that's not going to happen, right? The end of the world will be podcasted. But now it kind of seems like there's a path to it at the very least.
Oh, to the end of the world?
No. I'm saying to this scenario where Trump's back in office, Trump stops the war, then is heralded as a hero, simultaneously filling the slot that the Israelis are looking to fill when it comes to, you know, the appearance of their Messiah and all these other things. And last we knew, when we were talking to Donnie Darkin, there was this question as to whether or not Donald Trump was the genetic descendant of the biblical King David. And that is a prerequisite to being their Messiah. That has to happen. And he was actually being investigated to figure out whether or not that was the case. So I don't know that we ever came to a conclusion with that. I know that they commissioned a coin we've talked about several times with Donald Trump's face on it, that I believe regards him as some sort of, they even gave him.
I've been thinking about making some of those coins out of wood.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I don't know if we can tell this. Super Trump, of course. Everybody remembers the absolute banger that was Super Trump. That shit was awesome. And then they even gifted him the crown. Remember that? There was like some sort of, I wish I remembered the details of what that crown insinuated, but they gave him a crown encased in glass. And it was like, oh, there you go. So old, fresh, so clean. The Prince of Peace. Isn't that crazy? The Prince of Peace. And then what if this nigga comes along and stops the war? And he's even tweeted it out. He's like, if I was in office, this war would have never happened. And it's like, what if he gets in?
It just seems hard to believe like that God would stop the world now. Like if this does play out and that's like the book of Revelation right there, and we've got 7 more years, it just seems like the reason why I just like, I'm maybe not now. Things are crazy, but just maybe not right now, is because civilizations before us were way more advanced when they got stopped. Like they were building monoliths and doing free energy and cool shit like that.
I think there's a difference this time, is that we could be there if it wasn't for the fact that they're hiding all this technology from us. Where it's like, on this part of the timeline, we should be there.
Does it always end like this, is what I'm saying? Is like thousands and thousands of years, people build and build and build. only for it to get perverted again and then have to be restarted.
I don't know. I like to think that this time's special, but maybe that's just my own bias of, like, you know, existing during this time.
Like, do you think this was worse? That's what I'm saying. Like, is this time worse than Sodom and Gomorrah? Like, people, again, knowingly saw angels, said, I want to fuck that angel so that way I could grow. Like, that's crazy. It's like almost rape bioengineering to do some kind of weaponry is what they're doing. They were like, that kid, the baby that comes out of that angel is a fucking weapon to that guy. He takes that kid, wipes out a city. He's a rich man. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of wickedness that they're at. We're doing bad shit, but not like that.
Well, what I'm wondering is, like, because I don't think we've ever been so dumb either. And so, what's the word? Pacified? So fat, so gay and retarded. I think our ancestors are probably a lot sharper, a lot more aware. So I think it's different this time. It's going to look different. It's like that behavior still exists, but it's consolidated within this elite. And it's not spread in the way that it was in the past, but behind closed doors, like, horrifying things are happening. It's like, okay, did Sodom and... Yeah, that's true. Drag queen, like, story, or probably.
Was it a city... If you go to West 4th in New York, and you go and you look around at the behavior, it's like, oh, shit, this is
a great question. Soul Fresh, So Clean. Did Sodom and Gomorrah have Pornhub? And it's like, look, man...
Yeah.
In a really focused kind of way, having like all the debauchery in the streets is one thing, but imagine like a future, right? Where it's like, sure, you can go outside and there's not demons and people aren't trying to molest you, but there are millions of people with VR sets on and they're just getting milked.
Okay. We're going to do this.
We might be able to machine a limited run of Trump coins out of aluminum. We're going to get sued. Let's go.
I'm thinking about coasters and literally like coaster sized, engrave them like that. You can put them on wood too, or like the metal ones would be dope, because you'd be like, with that little Jewish one, it's like you can get into the temple with this. It's like with this one, you can get into heaven probably because you know what's up.
Yeah, that's what gets you into heaven. If you bought this, you probably know what's up.
If you bought this, you won't be fooled.
Right.
Yeah, if you got the little one, you're fooled. You're going into the temple or you're doing some reconnaissance.
Okay, were they giving sex changes to children? You know, did they even have the capability? That's what I'm saying. I think technology, we went in a different direction with technology. Instead of free energy, we went like fucked up sex changes and also VR porn. And I feel like it's a different...
God's like, you could have fucking did so much. Like,
well,
what
so
you did?
Here's the thing that makes this so bad. I think unlike Sodom and Gomorrah, you couldn't be aware that things were as bad as they were because you just look out your window. But now, and we still have places where that's the case, you can look out the window in fucking LA and be like, ugh. But now you can like exist in a way where all of the worst, debaucherous, fucked up, evil shit is happening. But like you can just be plugged in at your house.
Right here. Yeah.
And it's not like ever look.
Right in your hand. You're kind of... Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah is now in your hand.
Yeah.
It's not a...
It's different. It's different. So it's like when you ask, why now are we as bad as other civilizations? Are we as technologically advanced? I think the technology was used to make something that's different, that doesn't really rhyme as much. It's much gayer. It's like that meme that's always like, I never knew the end times was going to be so gay and retarded. Like, yeah, that's where we're at.
The good knowledge was passed to like someone...
Look at that, dude. In industry, 900... And 30,160 abortions.
That's the thing. Maybe it's like accumulation.
That's what I think it is. It's not just big crazy events. It's like, you know, somebody turned the faucet on. So back in the day when it went wrong, it was like the faucet cracked open and just like broke off the wall and started spraying. No, the faucet's been on a slow dribble for a long time now.
And there's like mold in the ceilings, dude. You got to
That's crazy. 930,000 abortions last year. Fuck. This is interesting.
In America.
I think porn has made the spectrum of gay even further for more people. Porn infected my brain for a while. Jesus is the way. Yeah, dude, I stopped porn because it's just, it was so weird. Everything got really weird. And I was like, this is fucking not good. Definitely not good for you. And also, I think, like, you know, shout out to Juan. There is something like these alchemists are always talking, like, don't.
Speaking of porn.
Speaking of porn, you ever see the one with Juan? those alchemists and these wizard are always saying, don't come. Don't come. Or they're saying it in much less gayer terms than like, don't come, daddy. But they're like, save your seed. Semen retention is important. And I'm like, I think there's a power, because you ever just like, you know, you jerk off and then you get tired.
You get sad.
You get sad. And they're like, yeah, that too. You ever see that meme where they would, it'd be like, you know, all these, the ghost of your dead ancestors watching you jerk off. Like, I felt that. Yeah. I would always feel that. I would feel that in that moment. I'd be like, I'm disappointing somebody. Somebody right now. It was like grandma, great grandma's turn to watch me, that slave one that I had. It was her turn to watch me, and she just watched. Yeah.
That's a bad one. Think like your son looks at you and goes,
disgusting. Pathetic. You just feel pathetic too. That's the other thing too. It's like people don't want to admit that. Like, you feel pathetic. There's a reason you feel pathetic. It's embarrassing.
Ugh. It's weird. It's crazy how like you could do it to yourself, but if your wife does it to you, afterward, like the super level of shame. Yeah, that was cool.
Right. You know, even you though don't feel shameful.
A bit of waste of seed, but
yeah,
it was, yeah, not so bad.
When, scoop yeah, that there up, is bitch, rub it on a houseplant.
Everybody here, if you don't see that, you're lying to yourself.
Yes, there I is think like you're a bit of shame. You're in too deep if you can't like pull your head out and be like, I can feel that shame. Like, there's a fucking, there's definitely like a layer of shame to it. And I didn't like that. I wasn't good at ignoring that. I'd be like, ugh. Every time I'd be like, this is not fucking good. What the fuck?
This is bad. Why did I do that?
Stop doing that.
Why did I do that? And you know what it is? Like, I was saying in a previous, again, listening, I was listening back to the show. I'm like, this show is a pretty good show. And because I'm trying to do the clips for it. I was like, this is, I get why people listen to this. I thought we were just kind of fucking going, and people listen. Like, it's okay. I was saying, like, every little decision that you make is consent, right? So you're giving tiny little like imagine if you had a lawyer with a very small hat next to you all day, and he just had a clipboard, and you're like, you talk to him, he didn't say anything, and then you're like, I'm gonna grab that, and then he gives you the clipboard, he's like, just go ahead and initial right here, and you're like, oh, fuck, initial, like, what did I initial to? And he just doesn't say anything. That's like, that's the consent all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, You think about porn real quick. You're like, maybe I'll turn it on. And then just to picture that Jewish lawyer, he's like, gives you the thing, and he's like, go ahead, initial right there. And you're like, oh, do I really? And he goes, and then you initial, and then he fucking takes his clipboard back, stands there, and you jerk off. It's just constant consent.
He's just like, you know what's funny too is the shame is a very unique sort of shame. And yeah, post-nut clarity is
it
real.
It should be post-nut depression.
Yeah, well, because you realize the clarity is real, and that's what makes you depressed. You're like, I see things clearly now, I'm disgusting. But it's also that, like, along with the shame, tell me there's not a part of your brain that's like, demons like this. Demons saw it, and they like it. They like it, dude.
Of course, and it's gay. It's again, so gay. It's gay. You like picture the like a demon like shrinks himself down, and as you like you just come on the floor, he's like basking that shit. It's gay. Honestly, everything, because now that like we started the episode talking about like how most of this Nephilim shit is always gay.
Yeah,
it's always gay.
Yep.
And it's like, these guys are literally gay, straight up. Look, 100,000% homo demons. They might get mad that I'm calling them that, and it's like, I don't want to be attacked or anything, but it's like, I'm just saying. Actually, they might not be mad. They might be like, yeah, we are gay. Like, we like to do gay. That's
goodbye,
just
Leon.
How I roll, dude.
Enjoy your haircut. Yeah, there is definitely a very gay element to it. And I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I just think, I don't know. I feel better when I don't. And then I get pumped when I'm like, it's been a long time. I'm doing great. You know, so I don't know. There's a lot of shit that we spent a lot of time too within our society, kind of getting to the point where you can, it used to be shameful and you wouldn't talk about it. Now they talk about it on women's sitcoms all the time. Like, I hate that. You ever see the fucking show Girls? Terrible show with Lena Dunham. And when I tell her being gay as fuck, they don't understand. Women are just, that's why we can't let them run society, dude, because they're too empathetic and too kind, and demons take advantage of that. They do. I don't know what. So he said, y'all just cool with Leon calling you guys gay grasshoppers all the time. I don't really know what he's saying. I do kind of like Leon. I like that
he's. I think he's black. His name is Leon.
Leon, yeah.
He's going to look. And this is honestly right now, 4:30 is the time that black people get haircuts, like right after school.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And then he gave us a black hand emoji. Leon's black. He's one of
us. No, that was Doomsday Cracker that gave us the black hand.
No, this is. Oh, what is that? Poop.
Those are poops.
Those are black hands.
He
yeah,
says,
all right.
Shit, I got. Same thing. He says, shit, I got to go. I got to get a haircut. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Black people be getting a haircut like every 2 weeks or every week.
Yeah.
They're serious about it. They keep it like.
I liked your hair when you had the big fro. When we were doing that episode with Juan and you pushed your hair out to look fucking insane, that was very funny. You should do that for every episode. You did.
I did push it up.
You pushed it up like the fucking Nephilim shit meme. I thought that was very funny. You don't got no hair now. Yeah, so don't jerk off, guys. Don't jerk off. Do we have any...
if you take anything away from this show...
Don't jerk off. Don't spill your seed. I think it makes you more powerful. You know, because even besides the demon stuff, right? It's like, I feel very sleepy when I'm done. And I feel kind of like, you know, when you get sick and your legs are a little achy and your body's a little lethargic, it's a very similar feeling when you're done jerking off. If you don't jerk off for a long time and then you do jerk off, you're like, a little lethargic, right? And so you're like, well, I was certainly much more powerful 10 minutes ago. And now, so when they say like seed retention makes you physically stronger,
like,
I think
else,
so.
What else did you let out when you... When
you let out like life force. That's what you did.
Yeah. You let out a little bit of like water and some sticky shit.
Yeah.
In comparison to what you have in your body. Like that's like spitting out something big.
See, this is it. Like, it's like imagine Mortal Kombat, right? You have Mortal Kombat and you have a full health bar, right? And you're about to start fighting an enemy and you have an array of attacks that you could do. And then you have one button that makes you ejaculate and makes your health bar half as big.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would I ever do that? In a video game, it's never advantageous to ejaculate and lose half your health bar.
In a fighting video game specifically.
Yeah, dude. You would never do that. But in real life, there's no like Raiden about to electroshock the shit out of you. So you're like, fuck it, man. I could spill some of this life force. And you just blow a load and then you continue on with your life. Imagine those dudes. Like sometimes you guys talk to Toad on Tower Gang and Toad's like, yeah. Sometimes I jerk off 32 times a day. And you're like, what? No wonder you look like that.
You see the weakness?
It's
the weakness in it that like makes us laugh. Like that's why we... But you guys see it though, right? Because like it's something that we joke about, but like everybody subconsciously knows what masturbation is, or like at least dudes. And we know it was like you submitted half your life force. 36 times in a day?
No wonder you stopped developing.
His shit was like on like boop, boop, like at the very end there. Yeah, it's like, you know when your Pokemon's all fucked up like or poisoned and you
and that noise is happening?
Beep, beep, yeah, yeah. Beep, 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 that was him for a while until he recovered. But it's like, that's why we look at you and you say, that's crazy to do. Submitting your life force 37 times, especially submitting the life force, especially for him, because he says after the third or fourth time, it was just nothing coming out. But
what is that
still...
even? Yeah. You know what's coming out? Like little bits of your soul.
Just get
blown out of the tip of your dick.
The orgasm. Yeah. Whatever that is. Like that's part of like your spirit. That's like, gone, dude.
You know, what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to do that with a person that you love. And that is supposed to be an exchange. And it's not like a diminishment, right? Especially if you're married. Here we go. I'm going to start saying crazy shit now. But if you're married, the two become one flesh. So you're not actually giving up anything. You're exchanging like these powerful things. When you're alone, you're just shooting them up into the sky. And demons are hovering above you going.
Dude, a demon might be sucking your dick. Like literally, that's gay shit. That's probably, and it's probably what's happening. It's like a glory of you mute it out. Porn is a glory hole in which the hole is a portal. So as you... As you're jerking off, on the other side of that glory hole it's like that's something else, and it's just sapping your loosh, your life energy.
Your sploosh.
Sam Tripoli's smart to like to get away from that.
Yeah, you have to. It's definitely low vibrational shit. Imagine this too, right? Because you always say like, it feels like my ancestors are watching me. It also feels like I make God sad, and that's something I can't escape either. It's like I feel like I make God sad, but
yeah, you're like, it's so bright today.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then you go outside and you're like, oh God. But like, you know, God made you in his image and you're just in there just just pulling on your penis. It's just so pathetic. So
oh, that's a good way to think about it. It's like you're made like God, and you're like, now imagine God doing that.
Oh dude. Yeah, dude.
He didn't make you to do that. He didn't make you look like him to do, and listen, I'm talking to myself, but he didn't make me look like him to do that. That's like fucked up, dude.
Imagine that.
What are you doing?
Oh my God, bro. And it's just like the way too, like you know, you're jerking off, you stop caring about how you look. You're not worried about your posture. You're fucking like, you're all sunken into yourself and you're fucking, you're not sucking it in, your belly's out, and you're just fucking blowing low. It's so pathetic, dude. But while your ancestors are also watching you, right? Because you feel like that. You feel like every once in a while.
Listen, jerking off is Nephilim shit. Wait, where is it?
This is 100%.
This is what we're like getting at here. I think this is what the show's about. Jerking off is Nephilim shit.
Yeah.
Because it was probably one of the things like with Job, where you have Satan talking to God and he's like, bet you I can make him jerk off. And God's like, go ahead, try. And it's like, that's like the one thing that like he's going to get everybody with, because like you're as a man or as a young man, you're given this ambition, right? You're like, there's something here. I don't know what to do. And he's like, oh, I got to fucking like, I got to jerk off. Young dudes do it. It's like a trade that, you know, Nephilim get right off the bat. Dude, it's, oh man.
I think there's a component in weed too. Guys, please in the chat. I need this. I need you to confirm this. Confirm or deny. Is there a component of weed that makes you jerk off more? Now, imagine that there is, for this argument's sake. And you have a teenager who's all full of cum, but also glorious purpose, right? There could be so much that this young lad is doing. But instead, we have a culture for teenagers that's pretty much just weed and jerking off, right? So like, oh, the chat is saying no. You guys don't think that's interesting. I think that weed is definitely a jerk off thing. Weed is gay. So instead of going out and let's say like the very popular Disney film Hercules, instead of going out into the world and finding where you belong, you're just jerking off and smoking weed and then jerking off more. And the whole time your ancestors are just looking at you, just. So pathetic. And what they can see, because they're on the spiritual realm, is just this demon just sucking up all your sperm, all your life force. You're just giving it away, and they're looking at you in shame, and this, and they can see the demon. Imagine that's it. Imagine you die, and there is like this version of reality where you can see, and I don't know that this is what happens after that, doesn't matter, just imagine where you can see your loved ones who are still living, but you could also see all the dark shit that surrounds them, like these entities. And you're just looking at like somebody that you know and love of your lineage, and they're just jerking off, and you can see demons around them. And you're just like, God damn it, dude. What the fuck?
I don't think if you go to heaven, I don't think you look back on the earth. You just kind of do the next, you're in this next thing.
I hope so. I don't want to look back.
Some people have, yeah, they've described it too. Like, wouldn't you want to look down at like your, see what your kids are doing? Is like,
no, I want to keep doing shit.
Yeah, it's like, it also kind of like, you know, that it's like, oh, well, they'll be, you know, it'll be over there soon. And
right.
If I'm going to look back, like, that's a miserable place.
And why? To see him jerking off? I don't want to see that.
My kid's going to be jerking off and doing like,
making, no, dude,
he's
going to
be on
that.
Love is Blind. This
oh, my fucking, God. Yeah, he's any more disappointed?
Married to a fat chick. I was like,
God damn it. As long as also, he's.
It's also horrible. But
it is.
Listen, Dave. I gotta, I actually gotta run because.
Oh shit! We were supposed to run ads.
Oh, you want to run an ad and then I'll bounce.
Yeah, guys, buy something.
Buy something. Wait up! Here's our page.
Today's episode is brought to you by PurgeSuddenly.com. What if I told you that more people have died from parasites than have ever died from war? What if I told you that cancer, multiple sclerosis, acne, rosacea, and rheumatoid arthritis can all be treated with parasite medication? Rid your body of these all too common parasites. Purge Parasite Cleanse is made with ingredients like zinc, carrot powder, garlic, black walnut. We're talking all natural ingredients that are good for you. Or try their Digestimes to promote healthy gut bacteria and aid in digestion. These, as well as any other products on PurgeSuddenly.com, can be purchased with promo code Nephilim, N-E-P-H-I-L-I-M, at PurgeSuddenly.com.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.